Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and I am a supervisor. How can I help you, please?
Well, are you a supervisor with this? Are you guys deal with Majestic Smart Appliance?
I'm a supervisor, ma'am, in the call center. How can I help you?
Okay, well, did the girl, do you need my information, or do you know who I am and what I, do you know who I am?
No, ma'am, I need your information. Can you please provide your
Okay, well, what do you need? What do you need?
Can you please provide
840-84074.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And if you could also please provide your name.
This is Debbie Norton.
Okay, thank you so much, Ms. Norton. And do you mind while I put you on a brief hold, ma'am?
Sure, I've been doing it all morning.
Okay, thank you. Just one moment, please. All right, Ms. Norton, I do apologize for the wait, ma'am. For security purposes, please verify your address.
925 North 620 East, Tooele, Utah, T-O-O-E-L-E, Utah, 84074.
Okay, thank you so much, and please verify your email.
It's the letter U, go, girl, underscore Debbie, D-E-B-Y, at yahoo.com.
Okay, thank you, and please verify your phone number.
801-915-1409, sorry.
Okay, thank you for that information. And just one moment, please, while I get the remaining information pulled up.
Okay.
Should just be a moment. I do apologize for the wait. All right, so I've gotten an account, pardon me, I've gotten an account pulled up that shows your name and address and all of the information you verified here. It shows a canceled account.
Okay, but here, I have some questions. You guys, on December 14th, and I don't ever remember contacting you guys, so I want you to start from the beginning and tell me what was the $7.95 charge for on the 14th?
Okay, I first have to identify what the item is. You were transferred
right.
Regarding a canceled account for the sweepstake offer for the crew set it shows. The $7.95.
For what? For
it's
what?
Cookware. C-R-E.
Okay.
U-S-E-T.
Is it just one piece, like a Dutch oven pot, or is it an entire set?
It just has crew set here, so I'm not sure if it's the one pot or if it's we actually don't know.
Okay.
But it
because
just shows.
I could have sworn that I received an email from Kohl's indicating that I had won. It made me think that I had won a Dutch oven pot, you know, the ceramic with the color on the outside, white on the inside. And all I had to pay was the shipping and handling, which was $5.74. And that was at least a couple of weeks ago. Then all of a sudden, I get this charge of $7.95 from you guys. The lady yesterday told me that it was, I could not get that $7.95 back because it was a promotion. And I believe she told me that the drawing won't happen till the end of the month. Is that correct?
If you spoke to the sister call center, they actually deal with it a little more than we do. So if that's the information that she gave you regarding it, then that is so.
Okay. And so she canceled my account because she said I couldn't get the money back. It was a promotion deal. I said, okay, fine. Just cancel my account. And she assured me that there would be no more charges against my card, not being told that you guys also yesterday started on your end to process another $67.32. So I want you to explain to me, what is that all about?
Okay, let me find out, ma'am, if you were actually billed after the account was canceled. Allow me just a moment to get
okay.
over to the notes.
Okay.
Okay, when did you call in regarding the $7.95?
I called yesterday morning. I don't know the exact time. I'm in Utah. I don't know where you guys are at, but it was probably, actually, I think I tried the day before, and I missed your call. I tried on the 13th. No, I mean, what's the day? I probably tried on the 19th, and I left a message to be called. I missed a call. I called again yesterday. Missed a call back, called again, and finally got a hold of you guys yesterday about it, and she took care of it. It was probably around, 9:30, 10 o'clock Utah time. Me and my husband were out going to the doctor. And then I see this morning, checking my checking account, that you guys processed another charge yesterday, which is pending in my checking, for the $67.32. And
okay.
I am just very frustrated.
Okay. Let me look at the notation. So it does show the our sister call center. They noted a call for 12:26 p.m. that you called in regarding the 795. Sorry for my voice here. And they
That's
did
all right.
note that they did provide you the explanation for the charge there. And they said they reviewed the terms and conditions and voucher. They said that they canceled the account and provided you with the cancel confirmation number.
Which
so
I didn't
did.
Have, I couldn't write it down, and I told the girl that because I was, but you guys have
okay.
it in your notes. That's okay. So now I hope you can give me information because the girl I was talking to made it sound like, and I was very frustrated and I had to leave. I had to take a dog to the vet at 10 o'clock this morning and I had to hang up and go, and now I'm back. But she made it sound like, well, I'm not even sure. Basically, I still am not guaranteed to receive any product with this $67.32 charge. And I was trying to get her to confirm that or not, and she wasn't doing it. All she was telling me is that it was a legitimate charge, and she could only give me 50% back. But I still don't understand. If you guys aren't shipping me a product and this promotion isn't even being drawn till the end of the month, why am I be charged another $67.32 for something I'm not going to receive and only get 50% of the money back? This is bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Well, the representative that you spoke with yesterday said that they reviewed the terms and conditions with you, and they said also end voucher. The voucher has to do with the shop.
Go ahead. What's the voucher?
The
I don't
voucher
understand
has
that.
To do with the voucher, ma'am, has to do with the shopping store membership that came with the offer automatically per terms and conditions. If you don't cancel
Which,
it with if
go
you
ahead,
don't can,
go ahead.
If you don't cancel the account within a usually it's within 48 hours of the entry
well, you know
the
what?
Seven
go ahead.
Ahead.
No,
no, you
well,
can
the
go
thing
ahead.
Is people don't see these little bullshit things that if you don't cancel within 48 hours, you should know that, even if you've ever done anything this yourself. There's nothing that highlights that or anything. So moving on, I canceled my account yesterday. Okay, I get that I don't get the $7.95 back. I understand that. But I am not understanding the $67.32 charge for an item that I am not receiving. My account is closed. The drawing isn't till the end of the month, but my account is closed. So I'm not even eligible for a drawing at the end of the month, if you will. So I want my money back. I want the $67.32 back.
Okay. With my attempts to explain, I didn't say that you're not ineligible. I didn't say that you're ineligible. The shopping store membership would have been a monthly charge that came with this particular offer, which would have been with the voucher that they explained that you would have also been sent to via email, would have the opportunity to get additional types of gadgets with the voucher amount, but that was canceled, so there's no future charges with it. The $67.32 was the cost of that monthly shopping store membership. Per the notes in the system, that was billed at 8:51 a.m. When you called in, that charge had already been billed. Now, when
well,
it posted,
you guys have done it on your end. It hasn't gone through on my end, and I've called my bank. So either you guys deal with me, and my bank has already started to dispute, and I'm calling the Better Business Bureau. So you either help me now, or this is going to get really ugly.
Okay, ma'am, we're third party, and I understand that you're upset, but I'm trying to help you. What you didn't understand, if your charge is posted today, it was already billed when you called in. And if your bank has already started a dispute, then we would have to need a representative from the fraud or dispute department call us here to confirm that you're willing to drop or discontinue the dispute. They will base it on terms.
Go ahead.
They will base it on terms and conditions that were on the webpage. So
well, you know
what?
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. I still don't even understand how you guys got my card. Okay, I remember, like I told you, I thought this email was from Kohl's where I was eligible, or there was, and maybe it wasn't Kohl's. I could be wrong in that regard, but I did receive something about one single Dutch oven pot, and that word you used that started with a C sounds familiar. Okay, I didn't look, or there is nothing that really identifies to you that you have 48 hours to cancel. It just said all I had to pay was shipping and handling, and I didn't look at any of the other stuff that's in fine print that most people don't even see. So my account was canceled yesterday, and yet the girl doesn't even tell me that you guys were going to run another $67.32, which you said was run yesterday before I called.
Yes, ma'am. According to the notes.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, ma'am. This is a recorded line. According to the notes that shows here, the charge had been billed. I can't provide you with answers if you don't allow me to provide the full explanation.
I know. Go ahead, and then I'll say what I was going to say.
Yeah, I understand, ma'am. But it was billed before you called in. The time that it shows was 8:51 a.m. However, charges can be. Right, it was billed on yesterday.
Okay, and I called in at between 9:30 and 10 o'clock Utah time, mm-hmm. and you're in Ohio or somewhere, right?
I'm not in Ohio.
Well, where's your call center at?
I'm in the southeastern part of the U.S.
Okay, well then, basically, you guys are probably an hour to two ahead of Utah time, regardless of who I talk to. So if I called in at 10 o'clock yesterday, why wouldn't they have told me that you guys had already ran a charge for $67.32? Why wasn't I told about that yesterday, calling in at least 2 hours after the time frame of your call center?
Mm-hmm.
They did not mention that at all. They canceled my account, but yet you guys still went ahead with the charge of $67.32. That could have been dealt with yesterday by your customer service people.
Okay.
But it was not addressed.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I understand you're frustrated. I don't have the answer. I didn't speak with you, but they said that you called in regarding the $7.95. They said that was the inquiry.
Because that was
and
the,
we
that
don't
was
bill.
The charge that had...
Yeah, we don't bill, and they don't bill either.
Okay, let me ask you this. If I call your customer service for whatever I need, they can't look at – they take my address, my email, my phone number, my zip code. They look and they find me in your system, but yet they can't tell me anything about, I see another $67.32 here. I think that is a lie. That's fraudulent by your customer service. If you guys look me up and you see everything about me, but they don't bother to tell me, we're going to charge you another $67.32, bullshit.
Well, I do apologize for your inconvenience,
ma'am.
Well, yeah,
you can apologize until you're blue in the face. So what are we going to do about this $67.32?
On the recorded line, what we're able to do about it, since you've started a dispute, is have a representative from that fraud or dispute department call to confirm you're willing to drop the dispute so the company can refund you directly. You said that the previous agent already offered a 50% refund. We can refund you in full for that shopping store membership, but we'd have to have confirmation you're willing to drop the dispute.
I am willing to drop the dispute, but I want you guys to guarantee me that I get my money back, the full amount, and I will drop the dispute. And I want to know how fast I can make sure that that money is back in my account, and I will call my bank up and drop the dispute.
Well, normally
on your recorded line.
I'm trying to answer you, ma'am. We provide a refund range date, which is normally 3 to 5 business days. It depends on the bank. So I've already informed you of the refund that we would provide for the 6732.
Okay.
But your bank has to call us directly with you added on the phone call because we need to hear them on our recorded line as well. It's best to have them to call to confirm because they would base the investigation on terms and conditions. If they find out in their investigation you paid the initial $7.95 and failed to cancel, that charge will be validated. Legal terms and conditions are a legal document. You would face losing the credit that they could provide to you. So it's best to have them to call us. We are 24/7, so whatever time is best for you is good for us.
Well, okay, if they found that what charge was validated? The $7.95 charge?
They're all valid, ma'am. They're all valid because in order to process the request, if you completed a survey, you had to agree to the terms in order for the order to process. It didn't mean that you wanted a subscription, but you get the description by default if you fail to cancel. You agree to all of the terms that were provided there in the agreement. But we just need
So you're saying I won't get the $67.32 back, even if my bank contacts you. Is that what you're telling me?
That's not what I said at all.
That's what it sounded like to me, because that you act like that if my bank contacts you and you talk to them and you indicate to them that these charges are valid, I won't get my money back. That's what I thought you said.
No, ma'am. That's not what I said, Ms. Norton. I said it's best to have them to call in their investigation. If you would pursue a dispute, they can investigate in every way that needed possible. Terms and conditions are the main pieces of information. So if you would follow through with the dispute, the charge would be validated. You would face losing the credits. But if you would have them to call to confirm you're dropping the dispute, we can get the 6732 refunded in full.
Okay, and so who do they need to call? I want to give them a direct line to you or someone. Who do they need to call?
They would call the call center number. The department here is an in-house transfer. There is no direct line out, but any representative here can assist. We just need for them to call.
Well, they have to go through all the steps I do with my name, my address, my phone number. I don't even know if my bank will do that, but I can ask them.
They need to provide your name and at least your address.
Oh my gosh, just listen to me for a minute. This is an automated message when you call your call center. You wait. You can hit number 3 and provide a phone number if you want to call back. How is my bank going to sit there and go through that bullshit to talk to somebody? You need to give me a direct line to somebody that picks up the phone when they call so that they don't have to sit and wait. My bank's not going to do that. No bank would do that.
You haven't asked them yet. How did you get the call center this morning?
I had to hit, every time I've called your call center, I have to hit 3.
Okay.
And I hit number 1 that my phone number is verified, and I have to wait for you guys to call back. Not one time did I call in that I ever had anybody pick up the phone. One time it said, your minute is 2 minutes or less. Well, I sat for 15 minutes, and then I hit 3 and 1. You need to give me either your phone number. You can handle this. Why can't you handle this? You know all about it. You've talked to me. Why can't you handle it?
I'm not evading assistance, ma'am. I don't have a direct line from the outside. This is an in-house transfer in the call center.
Well,
Have to
then,
call
if they get
directly.
somebody else. Okay, so then they can my bank ask to be transferred to you?
It's not necessary if you wouldn't have to do the waiting. The charge was just made. Unless your
bank
wants.
What are you talking about? The charge was just made. What are you talking about?
Okay. I understand that you're a little bit upset.
Oh, I'm more than a little upset.
Yes,
anyway.
Ma'am, because we're going in circles with some of the questions. Any representative, this was a charge that was done on yesterday. It was made, it shows the system stamped a time of 8:51 a.m. So unless it's a charge for some months ago, you don't have to get transferred to this department. Unless your bank just wants to speak directly with a supervisor, there's no need. Once they confirm that you're willing to drop the dispute, they can get you refunded with any agent, and you can get your refund confirmation and be on your way.
Okay, so my bank calls your line that they won't get to talk to somebody. This is my whole thing. They're going to have to wait and wait and wait, or hit 3 and give them a callback number. I don't know if my bank will do that. Then they have to say that I'm calling for Debbie Norton to, what do they say to your people?
They will know what to say, ma'am. They'll know how to assist, but you have to give them the opportunity to help you. You have to give them
okay,
the opportunity
I'm gonna,
to help
I'm
you.
Okay, I'm going to call the girl that I talked to at my bank, see if she's even willing to do this. And wait, what was your name again?
It's Rachel.
Rachel. Because if they act like they can't do that, or they have trouble getting a hold, I'm calling you back. I'm going to call and ask for you. So they're going to call in. You say that they know what to do. They need to give my name and address and tell your customer service people that I'm willing to drop the dispute. As long as you guys provide us. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. They'll have you added on the phone call. If you started the dispute, that means that's through the fraud or dispute department. So you need to have a representative from there. Not a teller
oh, you
at
mean
your
that,
bank.
You mean
a
that,
teller. Go
they
ahead.
Will try to get me. They will try to have me on the phone with you.
Yes, ma'am. They will
Is
add
that what
you on
you
the.
Said?
They will add you on the
okay.
phone call because they need your approval to in order to drop
okay.
the, or discontinue the dispute.
All right. I'm gonna try to get that done. And if it doesn't work, I'm calling you back, Rachel. Thanks
yes,
for your help.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for.